Welcome to the Voice of the Valley. I'm Dan Curtis. Vance Bryce and Bree Morris from the Graham County Chamber of Commerce are with us today to talk about efforts to start a farmers market in our area. We're going to talk about the effort that's underway and how you can get involved, from exploratory and planning meetings to participating as a farmer and a consumer. That's all coming right up. Vance and Bree from the Graham County Chamber of Commerce are with us here today. Let's talk about this idea of a farmer's market.
Yeah. So the
Gila Valley Farmer's Market.
Our Neighbors Farm and Pantry is an organization. It's in Central Safford. It's a nonprofit organization. They have a farm on site. They have a pantry on site. When you donate to the food pantry, oftentimes the food pantry you're donating to is Our Neighbors Farm and Pantry. Huh. So the new director there, Stacy Scarce, she got a consultant to help work with her to figure out the local food system of the Gila Valley. The craziest thing about our valley, I think one of the craziest things, is that for all the land we have and all the agriculture we have, most of us are eating our food from food that comes on trucks rather than food that we raise locally. And so that's what Stacy Scarce, the director of Our Neighbors Farm and Pantry, that's what she's exploring and researching with this nonprofit organization. And so one of the things that came out of this new Gila Valley Food Coalition is feasibility for a Gila Valley farmers market.
And way back in May, when Vance and I were first working together, we got this idea in our head that we need a farmer's market here. Vance is very passionate about healthy food and organic food and homegrown veggies and farm-raised animals and fresh eggs and milk. And I just admire that so much because I used to be that way. I've gone through some phases. Because it's a challenge. It's not.
It's really challenging.
It's really challenging to maintain a garden on your own and connect with the people when there's no network. I mean, we've been very grateful for Facebook to be able to move some produce and things like that. But there's really not this big, exciting farmers market like there are in other communities where you can community of citizens where everyone's passionate about the food. And I feel like we're just a little bit behind in this trend of healthy eating, but there's a lot of us out there that really do want to make this happen. So we had this vision in May and we posted something on Facebook and it blew up. It was so exciting. It was amazing to see the response. So I was like, okay, they are out there. They're here. They're ready.
There are a lot of people who grow food, raise animals. We know this.
We know this.
It's the Gila Valley.
Yeah. I like to grow chilies. I like to harvest my pomegranate tree. And
living in Washington, D.C., I could go a block away and find cheese grown by a farmer. I could find meat. I could find any kind of vegetable. Here in rural America, rural Arizona, there's no...
We go to the stores.
And we do more of that work. So it's kind of a weird thing how in an urban area, the rural people, I mean, there's more people, so it's dense, so that makes sense. But I think it is time that, you know, Globe has a farmer's market, Superior has a farmer's market.
Duncan has a farmer's market.
And they do well, and it's not for everyone. There's some people who would really prefer the convenience of going to a big box store, getting everything at once.
But that's only because it's trained behavior. And if we had the location available weekly or even biweekly, you can go in and you can save I don't know about saving money. You'll probably spend the same amount of money. It's just that your food quality will go up. And we just are really passionate about making sure that that space becomes an available community space that will be sustainable and run by the community, not run by any entity, Our Neighbor's Farm and Pantry or the Chamber of Commerce, but by the community itself.
Our hope is that we're working with Stacy over Our Neighbor's Farm and Pantry to get a VISTA, which is a volunteer intern who gets paid a stipend. They usually come from out of town. They serve for a year. It's a lot like AmeriCorps, except for they're more trained and more, I think they're graduates. They're college graduates.
Right. They have a bachelor's degree and they know how to do website work and marketing and administrative side of things. And they have a lot of knowledge on these topics because that's what they're trained in.
And that grants in the application phases.
We've submitted an application for some grant money to get this thing off the ground. And right now what we're doing is getting the community involved.
And so it would be a 1-year job for this person, but eventually what we're doing right now is collecting assets. So if you produce something, if you want to be a customer, if you think you have the perfect place for a farmer's market, if you have organizational skills and want to run this thing, we need to hear from you.
Yeah, those are the four legs of the chair. the administrative side of things, the location is essential because we need it to be somewhere that everybody goes and it's convenient and makes people excited to go visit there. And then we need those producers and consumers to be consistent.
And we get that theory from Bill Brandow. He works at the University of Arizona Extension Office. He raises cattle. He's probably the most educated person in our community on pasture and on grasses. He really knows what he's talking about. And he has tried to start a farmer's market 4 or 5 times in the past 40 years, and it just hasn't gotten together. And then we've also talked to Susan Duros over at City Electric and a step back in time on Main Street. She started a farmer's market at Curtis Landscaping, and it likewise didn't have the legs to keep going. So what we're doing right now is gathering information, holding meetings every Friday at noon. Mm-hmm. And you can come to the meeting
today. Friday.
Any Friday.
Yeah.
And you can join online through Zoom. So that's
if you can't make it out of the house with your kids or
Or you can pay attention to the notes we send out. There's a million ways you can be involved and not come to the meetings.
But we want you at the meetings because it's power in numbers. You know, we get that many people together and the energy builds and it sustains itself throughout the week. And that's the goal of sustainability with this farmers market, is to get people excited and passionate and motivated to make it stick.
So how many people are coming to your meetings at this point?
My goodness, we had, for our first meeting,
20 people?
We had 25, yeah, almost 30 people there. It was great. It was an awesome show up. And we have more coming today. We have more coming on this following Friday. And we're looking forward to hearing what this new group has.
It's good because we have actual farms and businesses coming, in addition to people who are interested in starting a business, in addition to people who they're just there because they want to buy. They want to buy stuff. They're ready to get some fresh vegetables, fresh meat.
And I think the asset that we have this go around, because we mentioned that Bill's been trying to do this for 40 years and Susan's been trying to do it for 40 years. The asset that we have today and now is this connection with Local First Arizona and the funding and the support of rural Arizona that is trying to make this movement across the state.
So Local First Arizona Rural Development Foundation is supported by the state of Arizona. Governor Ducey talked about them in his State of the State address this year. They come out into rural areas and do deep dives on what is going on and how we can utilize the strengths of communities and build small businesses, support small businesses. They're
like
really awesome group.
Large government movement that fresh is best. And that's so exciting because a lot of times those companies or those entities will push big companies, but they're not. They're really supporting rural communities throughout Arizona. And it's a great time to be planning and getting ready for a new farmers market to be here and to stay.
Right. And we have, through Local First Arizona, a helper in Phoenix, and her name is Kate Radicevich, and I probably killed that last name. Radicevich, Kate. So she knows a whole lot about the regulations, the hoops you need to jump through in order to sell what you grow at home. And that goes with meat and eggs as well. And so she is at our fingertips to call and ask questions and do research and even change regulations. She's a powerhouse. Mm. And she's really kind too. I really like her.
Yeah, she's really, and she's young and vibrant and exciting. We're very happy
to know. And she comes down on site all the time. So there's a lot of tools. We're going to run any of our producers through the Small Business Development Center to make sure their licenses are good, to make sure they know how to budget. Part of this component is financial resiliency, coming up with budgets, bookkeeping. So if you're ready to start at home and start planting your seedlings and getting some tomatoes and cucumbers out, we can help you start a small business this spring. So get involved with us. We're trying to ramp this thing up.
So this isn't open just for people who are already commercial growers. Anybody who wants to do this can go through the process and get certified, right?
Absolutely. Yes. My dream is in a few years, as this thing hopefully takes root, is that some younger kids will want to start a business and sell their vegetables through the farmers market. We have a lot of people who put their produce into the county fair, and I'd like to get a hold of them because there's people growing stuff all over this community. We just need to get on the same page and collaborate.
As a grower myself, I know you always grow more than you need. So
yeah,
you always grow more than you need.
If you don't have pigs or chickens, then it's just going into the compost. So
And who doesn't have too much squash every fall? Like,
oh yeah.
But some people would love to have a butternut squash and run to the store and grab it. So why not get a Gila Valley squash?
Right. Mm-hmm. And have a place online, an online presence where you can jump on and say, you know, I've got extra squash, come and get it. Or I'll be there on Saturday or Friday and come and get your fresh produce.
So would this be a once a week thing, or would it be every day?
So right now we're going through a whole process of what is possible. Mm. And it's early days. This is first few meetings. Yeah, what will stay? Not what's going to fall flat because we overdid it, or we're starting slow, just like farming. Organic farming is starting an organization.
Right, and it's amazing how fast it'll jump. Like if you've ever grown seeds, you know that it goes real slow in the beginning, and all of a sudden they pop, and then there's this little spurt, and then they just kind of sit there for a while, and you're like, okay, is this working? Is it working? And then like a month later, you're like, oh, I have fruit everywhere. I've got chilies out my ears. Yeah. So I think the farmer's market is going to grow similarly to a garden, and it's got to take the root. It's got to have enough sunshine, enough water, enough protection from the elements, and people to care for it and love it, somebody to sing to the plants. And
our biggest hope, Bree and I have talked about ourselves being midwives for this farmer's market, because there's a lot of things we do in the community where it's tourism and supporting our businesses that are already here. A successful farmer's market would be a full-time job. And so
we already have those.
What we'd love to see is someone take this on and make it their small business. They could, this could be a career for someone.
Yeah, we're looking for that golden egg. We're looking for that person that wants to be in charge.
So this would be beyond the person that you're getting the grant for.
So there's going to be someone that kickstarts it.
Right. Yeah. And so the income for the person that runs it would come from a percentage of sales. Is that how you'd pay for that?
Booth rent, sales.
Booth rents, right, yeah. Okay.
Vendors and the cost of being there. We're not going to, you know, we don't have any price settings right now because it's still in its infancy, so.
And a farmer's market is just one piece of the food coalition. So this person would lead up the food coalition. Other pieces are healthy food education, and the county has really stepped up. Paul David, Supervisor David, is 100% on board with this local food movement, and he has committed to working with the health department and working with however he needs to in the county to make, to ease our way, to remove obstacles, and to work with us. So there's other institutions that would pay into having someone to provide health education. So one idea is you have this farmer's market, you go to a main desk and you put some money in, they give you some farmer's market coins. So that takes away the stigma from people who pay with SNAP or food.
Oh, right.
For those things. So they don't, they're not, the producers themselves may not be able to take SNAP, but the farmer's market can. And you give these coins to everyone. You can also do it like giving someone an award at school, some kids an award. You can give them 3 coins to the farmer's market and they get there. And if they take a nutrition class while they're there and learn about vegetables and fruit, they get a couple coins to spend at the farmer's market. And it's not just, I mean, healthy food is awesome, but I mean, we've got honey from mesquite bees that is just delicious here.
And oh, that fresh beef we just got not too long ago has the hint of prickly pear in it.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
We bought half a cow from Wes Bryce. He's a farms cattle out in Artesia, and this beef is so good.
Oh my gosh.
And you can buy delicious beef any day in this community at Carter's Custom Cuts too.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a lot of great resources.
We do.
So is this going to be an outdoor or an indoor, or have you even gotten that far?
That's another, I mean, we're having these meetings to figure this stuff out.
Yep,
next, or one of our meetings, we'll be touring Graham County Fairgrounds to see pros and cons of having it at the fairgrounds, because there are a lot of producers out south of town. So that might be a good place. We're exploring the church, the All Saints Episcopal Church on Main Street has offered their full building, their parking lot, their lawn, their garden for a farmer's market.
For kids to play during.
Bathrooms, kitchen. They've been really generous at offering that.
Yeah.
And then the right here on in Firth Park in the Chamber is an excellent location.
Yeah, it's a beautiful lawn, beautiful space. The park has just been upgraded and there's plenty of things for kids to do while moms and dads shop. So we have a lot of options, and there's another option too, a business over on 20th.
20th and 8th. Adjacent. Susan and Doug Seifer are doing some real things, and they have 2 sons that are culinary, graduated, educated folks that could really give us some unique set of skills for this farmer's market. So there's a lot of things coming together. What we are really hoping in this podcast is who's ever listening to Voice of the Valley, who's ever listening to this podcast, if you have had an idea about growing or selling or even managing any piece of this.
Any little tiny idea.
We need your help, because this is going to be a community lift, and everyone's got to lift for it to work.
There's no bad ideas. We're really strong advocates for vulnerability. So if you're nervous or afraid to share even the simplest of ideas, please don't be. Just message us on Facebook. You don't even have to come to a meeting. If you have an idea, just shout it out. We want to hear it.
So if people do want to get involved, they can just show up at the every Friday you're having a meeting.
At noon.
At noon at the Chamber.
Except for the Friday the 14th, we'll be at the Graham County Fairgrounds.
So just watch Facebook. We have the Gila Valley Farmers Market page on Facebook if you have Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, give us a call, 928-428-2511. That's
928-428-2511.
And then, or you can email us at info@graham-chamber.com. That's info@graham-chamber.com. And we'll get you connected.
Okay. So we covered everything. Is there anything we missed on this?
I think one emphasis a lot of people have been saying is kids. We need to have entertainment. We need to have music. We need to have projects and crafts to go along with healthy food. You're not just going to – Susan Duro says you can't just bring a carrot to sell and expect everyone to get excited. And I thought that was one of my – she said it like 3 times.
Yeah, she did. She said you can't just bring a carrot and an onion.
Yeah.
It's not how it works.
A carrot and an onion.
I went to a farmer's market. Just a quick little story. I went to a farmer's market up in Henderson, Nevada, And it was in a parking lot of like a Lowe's or a Home Depot or something like that. And it was huge. I think there was maybe 40 vendors selling anything from honey to vegetables to homemade pesto, homemade salsas. And there were little stations in the shade under tents where kids were doing watercolor paintings. And we were there for a good 2.5 hours and just walked around. And it was a beautiful, beautiful festival. It was just, it was simply put together because every vendor took care of themselves. But I don't know.
Every farmer's market across the United States is unique because every community is unique.
Yes.
Like we could, any interest kids have, we could build into this thing. Like bring a basketball hoop, have a 3-on-3 tournament, bring a volleyball net, have art, have music.
Right. And there are a lot of groups and organizations out there that are doing things like this. We know the Lions Club does
Powwow, first Saturdays.
First Saturday of the month. So there's that opportunity there, but it's once a month. And when you're, you know, planning out your weekly recipes or what you're going to cook for your family that week, you might need to run down on, you know, on Saturday to get prepped for the week. And we want it to be available always.
Very cool. Do you have a timeline for implementing all this?
We have a small one.
Small one. We're doing a pop-up market at Wine Festival, Safford Wine Art and History Festival, on April 25th and 26th. And we're going to see, we're going to fail. That's our. We fail forward. We fail.
It's not
to learn
what we want, but it's going to be a start.
Right. You have to learn what issues come with a farmer's market. So we're going to do our very best and see what's wrong, what's needed. Obviously, Winefest isn't every weekend, so the consistency won't be there. But we're going to try to get some producers out there. We have some really good connections that have quail eggs and chicken eggs and duck eggs, so there might be a lot of eggs at this one.
Yeah, and in April, you know, there's still there's a lot of things that people can bring, so we're hoping to see a little bit of excitement, and we'll be probably seeking just more people to get involved. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Just getting it started.
For myself, I bought every variety of tomato from the Seed Search group in Tucson. So those are, you know, tomato seeds that people brought to Tucson in the early days, like families from Italy, families
heirloom
seeds. Yeah. I got every variety of tomato from there, and I got every variety of tomato from another place online. And I've got
heirloom seeds
from
Peru.
I'm going to see what the best tomatoes are, and at some point you're going to see my little, you know, tomato ginger sells tomatoes stand or whatever I end up doing. So
Oh, man.
I'm hoping to be the tomato guy.
I mentioned it already, but I love growing chili peppers, and my husband and I have a really good green thumb together and love to have those chilies out there, so look for those around Harvest Festival time.
Very good. Well, thank you for being with us and sharing this today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you as always, Dan.